It's time again for our weekly visit with PolitiFact Virginia, the fact checkers at the Richmond Times-Dispatch. And joining us again today is Sean Gorman. Hi, Sean.
Hello, Wayne.
Well, in addition to rating the truthfulness of political figures' claims on the Truthometer, you also maintain the Bobometer, which is a checkup from time to time on Governor Bob McDonnell on promises made during his campaign for governor. Your counterparts in other states are doing the same with their governors of whatever party. So you have a Bobometer in recent days about a campaign pledge made by Bob McDonnell to establish a health sciences high school. How's he doing on that?
Well, McDonnell had said he wanted to expand the number of healthcare professionals in Virginia, and to do that, he promised to create at least one health sciences high school to help prepare students for further study in nursing, pharmacy, and medical school, and other fields. Now, Health Sciences Academy hasn't opened since McDonnell became governor in January 2010. Now, the governor did propose using $80,000 in state money for grants that would help local officials establish eight health science academies around the state. That grant money is included in the budget approved in April by the General Assembly. State officials would have to review and approve plans creating each of these new academies. The hope is these academies would open in the first half of 2013. Now, McDonnell is making progress on his pledge to create a health sciences high school, but he hasn't established one yet. So for now, we're rating this a promise that's in the works.
Okay, now the Republican candidates for the U.S. Senate in the June primary had a debate in Roanoke over the weekend, and you checked out the facts made by and claims made by each of the candidates in their appearance there, and you and your colleagues wrote up an extended PolitiFact Virginia column over the weekend. Tell us what the findings were.
Yeah, the GOP candidates all made claims during the debate that PolitiFact has examined before, and here's a rundown. For example, George Allen said during the debate he was one of a dozen senators who voted against the Bridge to Nowhere. Now, in 2005, Allen voted for an amendment to an appropriations bill that would have stripped part of the money for the infamous bridge, which was to have connected Ketchikan, Alaska, to the island of Gravina. Allen was one of 15 senators to vote for the amendment, which ultimately failed, so we've rated this claim true. Now, also during the debate, Tea Party activist Jamie Radke said George Allen voted for 52,000 earmarks while he was a U.S. senator from 2001 to 2007. Now, that figure comes from the Citizens Against Government Waste, a group that tracks and criticizes pork barrel spending. That group has said the budgets Allen voted on contained about 52,000 earmarks, but Radke's claim ignores the fact that Allen didn't specifically vote for each and every earmark. These earmarks were included in overall appropriations bills he voted for, and so we've rated this claim mostly true. Now, Delegate Bob Marshall said during the debate that there are, quote, less than three workers for one retiree. Now, over the decades, fewer workers have been supporting more Social Security beneficiaries. In 1950, there were 16.5 workers for every retiree, and a March 2012 report from the Social Security trustees shows there's 2.8 workers for every retiree. Mm-hmm. So Marshall's statement is true. Now, Chesapeake Minister E.W. Jackson said that Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, quote, doesn't even like our Constitution. She likes the Constitution of South Africa. Now, Ginsburg was asked in a January interview with an Egyptian TV station if Egypt should look to other countries' constitutions as a model. Now, Ginsburg said, quote, I would not look to the U.S. Constitution if I were drafting a constitution in the year 2012. I might look to the Constitution of Africa. Now, Ginsburg did not disparage the U.S. Constitution. Actually, mm-hmm. She heaped a lot of praise on it. She was merely making a point that when it was written, slavery was legal and women didn't have equal rights, and she suggested Egypt should look at examples written more recently than the U.S. Constitution. Now, Florida Senator Marco Rubio made a statement similar to Jackson's in February, and PolitiFact National ruled it false. Now, George Allen also said Tim Kaine, quote, cut higher ed funding and tuition increase at colleges by over 30%. Now, Kaine inherited a $1.45 billion higher education budget when he became governor halfway into the 2006 fiscal year. In his farewell budget, Kaine proposed a $1.37 billion budget for higher education funding for the 2012 fiscal year. Now, that's a drop of 5.7%. Now, tuition and instructional fees at four-year colleges rose about 31% during Kaine's terms, and at community colleges, those fees rose nearly 25%. But this claim places all the blame on Kaine without acknowledging his funding levels for colleges had broad bipartisan support, including, of course, from Republicans. So we rate this claim mostly true.
Mm-hmm. Well, as you noted, most, if not all, of those claims that you and your colleagues at PolitiFact Virginia and at other PolitiFact organizations around the country have rated, well, let's say less than completely true. You've written about them before and rated them, and yet the candidates or their supporters continue to make those claims.
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, thanks to Sean Gorman of PolitiFact Virginia. We have a PolitiFact Virginia fact-checking session each Tuesday morning here on Morning Edition. Thanks again.
Hey, thanks, Wayne. Okay.